Boston-based Maurice Prendergast trained in Paris like many artists at this time. His paintings often depict women and children in public spaces. Here, he places them in the well known as Bethesda Terrace in Central Park in New York. This terrace was important to park designer and promoter Frederick Law Olmsted's vision for Central Park. For Olmsted and the politicians who supported him, urban parks like this were a scenic retreat that could be an antidote to urban stress, and were in many ways designed for the wealthy who lived in the stately homes bordering the space. You can also see the Bethesda Fountain Angel to the right of the painting. This was made by Emma Stebbins, the first woman ever awarded a public art commission in New York City. It refers to the biblical pool of Bethesda, referenced in the book of John, a pool known for its healing and youth-giving powers. The angel is intended to serve here as a beacon of health, purity, and temperance. This aligned well with Olmsted's goals for the park as well. Prendergast, in keeping with Olmsted's vision for the park, cleaned the space of urban debris and removed any less affluent inhabitants from the area. All that remains are impressionistic brushstrokes of a park designed for well-cultured city dwellers.